Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Mike Daniels. Mike is one of our revered members of our Brain Trust and someone who's a national leader, has been now for decades on many levels, especially in the world of technology and the Internet and cyberspace. I can't even imagine what we'd be doing right now without the individual efforts of Mike Daniels. Mike, on behalf of a lot of people, especially my audience and me, we thank you for your service.
Well, Jim, thank you for what you're doing. I think your program's great. Your listener base is wonderful, and I've told you that a number of times. I think your new book, The Third Ingredient, has hit the nail on the head. It's a very difficult concept for people to understand, but I think you've nailed it. We're still thinking in an analog way across much of our country, and we're in a digital world, and we've got to find different answers to these problems, or we're in a big mess. We already are in a mess, but it's going to get bigger.
Do you think that's the reason why America is having such a hard time with this, that we're still analog thinkers as a nation?
Oh, I think it's a big part of the problem. I don't think our political leaders understood for years what we were dealing with in answer to your question about why are we having a hard time protecting the country. I think our business leaders are the same way. Jim, I serve on a number of boards of directors, as you know, of major public companies and private companies, all technology here in the country. And the National Association of Corporate Directors, when they do their surveys, finds the number one need of boards of director members is more education on cybersecurity risk to their own corporations. People are having a very difficult time, but until we get our heads around this, that we are living in a totally different world, we're under attack in a very different and vicious way. There's a point to it to undermine our country politically, economically, and militarily, and people understand this change to the digital world. We are in a big, big mess.
It's my instincts to be proud of President Trump for bringing Kim Jong-un of North Korea to the table and to talk about denuclearizing. And to the degree that I think he's actually had some progress, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but it's our nature to look at that and say, yeah, that's the right thing to do. But are we doing that? And here's my question. Can we walk and chew gum at the same time? Are we, we cannot deal with North Korea without dealing with China. They're part of the process. Are we giving up things to get North Korea to denuclearize? Are we softening our stance on cybersecurity with China? Is there a cannibalization going on there? What do you think?
I think there probably is, Jim, and I think that the core point of your question for all the listeners should really be this. Has the United States policy toward China been a realistic policy for now 40 years? Since Nixon opened up the relationship. And my belief is, watching China, and especially with what they've done with cyber, putting up the great cyber wall of China, excluding our technology corporations from doing business there while building up their own gigantic corporations to compete with us, stealing us blind, which is well documented by the United States intelligence community. What is really going on here? And what's really going on here, Jim, in my mind is they have a long-term strategy and plan, which we typically don't in our country, unfortunately, to overtake the United States of America, be the number one economic superpower within 20 to 30 years, and will then use that leverage in a bad way, politically and militarily, to literally make other states do their bidding by the leverage of their economic power.
Do you think Trump, the Trump administration, is Is the Trump administration any stronger on this than past regimes, past administrations?
100%, Jim. And I like you. There are many things I like about the Trump administration. Many I don't. But on this, they are the strongest administration we've
That's
ever
good
had.
To hear.
Much more than the Bush administration, much more than Obama.
Right.
They've actually called the question about what China's up to
right.
and its economic
That's good to hear.
I give them full credit.
More people need to know about that. Hey, Mike, when you come back next time, I want to talk about how cryptocurrency fits into this one world thing, this dominant world dominance that China has. I've got some thoughts on that. I need a website quickly, please, Mike.
Look for our work at NSI.com.
NSI.com. So, Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We're glad to know him, and we're proud of his service. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.